Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Defensive coordinator Manny Diaz is going to join us in just a second. First, time for your chance to win $1,000. It's the 560 WQM $1,000 touchdown contest. Your chance to take home $1,000. Text the word CROWN 72881 and you're registered. That's CROWN, C-R-O-W-N, to 72881 right now. If you don't win this time, your next chance is at the top of the next hour. WQM's $1,000 touchdown contest brought to you by Gunther Mazda. For car buying done your way, you got to get to Gunther. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive.
Yeah, don't crown them champs yet, man.
You want to crown them? Crown them.
Yeah, I always think of that one. Anyway, we got Manny Diaz going to join us hopefully coming up. Defensive coordinator for the Miami Hurricanes. We'll talk to Manny about everything going on, including here we are with the number one defense in college football. I think number one in tackles for loss and then all the takeaways and sacks and really playing at a high level. Matter of fact, we got Manny Diaz right now with us, joining us this morning. Coach, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, man. How we doing?
Coach, we're doing good, man. We're hanging in there and waiting to see what's going to happen Friday night. Coach, I always wonder when your defense plays as well as they did, giving up just 231 yards, you get three takeaways, and it's not good enough to win on the road. Do you feel a sense of any frustration with your guys or any finger pointing? Are you guys all good?
No, we've got great leadership on our side of the ball. Great chemistry, you know, during the course of the game, you know, just every time we got to go out there and make another stand, you know, we're able to sort of regroup and focus on what's going on in the current moment, which is that there's a ball out there and Virginia's got it. And we got to go get them stopped. And you can't have that without having, you know, some real strong personalities and some great guys that really enjoy playing together.
Defensive coordinator Manny Diaz joining us here. My big thing is this. I know that a lot of coaches would, you know, if you lose a game like that, you want to get right back on the field and play. And you had a little time off before this game on Friday night. Is that a bad combo, having that much time off, or is it better for you to have a little bit more prep with the team?
You know, mentally, we would have probably preferred to play the next day because, you know, that was obviously a real kick in the gut for everybody, you know, around UM football. And you want to get that taste out of your mouth as soon as possible. Physically, you know, when you get a bye week after seven games, that's probably a good time in the season to have it. So there probably was some benefit of getting our guys rested up and healthy. I think there probably was some benefit in mentally being able to sort of unplug for these kids and step away for a weekend and really get focused on the stretch run, because we've, you know, obviously we got a chance if we could run the table and got a chance to still get back to Charlotte and win the ACC, and those were big goals for us at the beginning of the year and still out there. So I think mentally the ability to regroup was probably a blessing, even though, you know, you want to get back out there and get that loss out of your mind.
Coach, you got a lot of guys playing well. I mean, we can go through all the names, Garvin and Jackson and Redwine and Willis and Jackson, and you, the list goes on and on of your frontline guys. I noticed you were asked a lot, though, in the last couple of days about a lot of guys playing time and not getting snaps. And how do you handle all that when you got a real good defense, the number one defense in college football? So those guys obviously understand not everybody can play. How do you treat that? Do you constantly have to talk to the guys not playing, like, hey, keep working hard, you're going to play? Or how do you treat that so you don't lose those other guys, even though you guys are having success as a group?
Yeah, it's hard, you know. I mean, but everybody's got a role to play. Everybody has to understand what their role is. And that role is is not something that we invent. I mean, that role is something that is, we want them to feel that they have the decision in by how they perform on Green Tree practice field. And that's why we document everything that occurs in practice. We grade practices the same way we grade games, so that no one can ever come in and say, but coach, you know, well, what about me? And then we just pull out the piece of paper and say, well, look at this. I mean, this guy, you had 6 MAs at last practice, and this guy hasn't had 6 in the last month. So they at least feel that they understand. We want to play multiple guys. We want to be able to roll a bunch of guys through there. But as I mentioned yesterday, part of what's going on is, what type of game are you in? Is it a throw game? Is it, are you playing 80 to 90 snaps? What's the temperature like? Is it super hot out there, or we got to roll a bunch of guys? We're in some of those situations earlier in the year. Obviously we're playing really high level of defense. And one thing that happens when you play really well at defense, you don't stay on the field very long. We're number one still on third down, so we're getting off the field. So, our snap totals are way down. We're playing almost a game less than what we did a year ago.
Wow.
So there's just at bats that were there a year ago that aren't around this year, which, inherently that's a good thing for the Miami Hurricanes, even though we still would love to have, again, more guys have an opportunity to get out there and play. But that's all part of, like I said, it's not a little league, right? I mean, everybody doesn't get a chance to play. I mean, you got to earn another game we're talking about.
So you're not that little league dad that, hey, my son's playing and I got, you're out there to win games and play the best guys, obviously, right?
Right, right. And trust me, there's nothing more. The way I was raised in this profession, we want to play 22 guys if we can. But the level, the standard doesn't drop. So when you get in there, you got to be able to play to our standard.
Coach, tackles for loss. I know over the years you said that's the number one stat for you, or right up there. You got a guy in the middle, Willis, who is leading the way for you with those tackles for loss. How much has he meant for your team, and especially to the front seven of your defense?
Well, the Miami 4-3 has got to have that great D tackle, the three technique that's sit there, isolated on that guard. Usually the guards are usually going to be the worst players on the offensive line. It's a one-on-one more often than not. And if they're going to put two on him, well, that's the great thing about having Shaq Quarterman, Mike Pickney usually on one side or the other of you, because if there's going to be two on you, it better not be for very long, because one of those linebackers is running through. So, we play a style of play that, our front seven is going to attack the line of scrimmage. We're going to create a new line of scrimmage, and it puts the offense in a bind on how they're going to choose to block us. And that's why, when you mentioned we have a lot of guys playing at a high level, what happens is, we're blessed. We have a lot of really good players, and everybody's just doing their job. And when they do their job, the neat thing about it is there's plays to be made for everybody. That's the neatest thing as for us as coaches, is it's not just this one guy. It's fun for us to see, multiple D linemen with multiple TFLs, and, the linebackers, they're making plays. We got two guys nominated for the Thorpe yesterday in the secondary. I mean, there's enough credit to go around, and that's a great example that it's kind of counterintuitive sometimes, but if everybody just focuses less on themselves and just kind of gives themselves up to the team and what the team is all about, there's enough individual accolades to go around for everybody. And that's sort of the fun part as a coach, is when you see everybody just, become a cog in the big wheel. And then as a result, they still get the individual accolades at the end of the day.
Coach, we were looking at the defensive numbers, Zach and I, early this morning. This is what happens when you do a radio show. You have no life, so you drink coffee and look at the stat sheet defensively. So as we were looking at it, and you're right, man, things are spread out. Sacks and fumble recoveries and tackles and tackles for loss. It's really nicely spread out in what you were talking about, your whole team concept. But saying all that, if you had to pick one guy right now that's played at the highest level from the start until now, could you give me one guy that's just been consistent and doesn't have off games?
Oh, boy. I mean,
put you on the spot a little bit. Put you on the spot.
I mean, it would be hard to – it's quite a competition. I mean, I think Willis definitely does set the tone on the inside. But then you turn around and you start looking outside. It's hard to, you look at Willis or you look at Garvin and Jackson and the way they've played. I think our linebackers have played at a different level this year, Quarterman and Pickney. I mean, it's just, we have been so blessed that we have We have a lot of experience at different levels of our defense. You know, I mean, then you start about Jaquan Johnson. I mean, you could sit around and talk for 5 minutes just about any one of these guys at any one of these positions. So, and I think that's what's fun. I think, you know, and a great thing too is when you trust, you know, when you've got the trust that, hey, listen, I'm out here with all these other guys that I know they're going to do their job. I know they're ready to play. I know, you know, Trajan Bandy's going to, you know, lock down his man. And I know on the other side, you know, Michael Jackson got his guy and Red Wine's doing his thing in the middle of the field. I mean, you just, it puts you such at ease because you really believe that I don't have to be Superman out here. I don't have to put on a cape. All I got to do is do what I got to do, you know, take care of my responsibility. And I know that if the ball goes somewhere else, someone else can take care of his.
Coach, you feel like you got a lot of depth. I know your frontline guys, those are names. I feel, honestly, they've all been so good, and we hear about them so much, I feel like they're all like seniors right now. You feel good, though, about the depth, those guys behind a lot of those guys that we don't hear a lot about?
We really do, and that's kind of the thing is that we got guys that we want to get more snaps, but the guys in front of us are playing at such a high level, and we've been in these super tight games the last couple of weeks where, you know, you kind of got a less chance to – less margin for error to put maybe a younger guy in the game. But we feel good about where, you know, where the next group of guys. And, you know, we also have a great thing now because our younger guys that maybe are not playing as much, what a great group of guys they have to learn from, you know. I mean, you know, I can tell we got, you know, some young kids in the back end. I say, hey, you want to know how to be a safety? Follow Jaquan Johnson around every day. I mean, Jaquan would have to get a restraining order on me. Because I was every day finding out how I prepare, what does he do, what does he eat for breakfast, I mean, what kind of, like, you know, deodorant does he wear? I mean, I would be emulating that guy. And so, you know, and we have that at multiple positions. So we've got some really talented young guys that we really like that are going to be the next generation of, you know, we think big-time Hurricanes. But now it's fun that we have the program established after 3 years that the standard has been set. When the Jaquans and those type guys walk out the door, the younger guys now they'll understand and they'll be taught. We didn't have that a couple years ago, right? We had to kind of learn that on the fly, and you know, and that's where you really get to see, and that's what you see with the other, you know, the programs that are more consistently at the top 10, top 5 in the country. That they've been at that now. You know what I mean? They've been rolling for a while where they've had just, you know, been able to pass down from one generation to the next, and we're getting there here at Miami. We're getting there.
Coach, before we let you go, BC Friday night, they love to run the ball. I am sure you've watched a lot more tape than I have. I've watched none. It's time to release the linebackers this week. Like, this is going to be a big week for those linebackers on your defense?
Yeah, the linebacker. I mean, the linebackers for sure, obviously everybody in the front, they'll run a lot of, you know, tight and condensed sets, and they'll try to lock down everybody. They'll make your corners tackle. So everybody's got to tackle. You know, this is a week where your run defense isn't just defined by your quote-unquote front seven. They're going to make everybody a tackler. You know, obviously we expect Dylan to play. But if he doesn't, their other backs are hard runners, and, you know, and they're just going to feeding it to him. So they love to run it, but fortunately for us, we love defending the run. And it's going to be one of those games where, you know, you may have to bring extra shoulder pads because we're going to be wearing them out all night.
Coach, thanks for your time this week. BC Friday night. Best of luck. We'll talk to you again
down the
road.
Yeah, guys, have a great day.
All right.
Manny Diaz joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Did you have to sit down with Devontae or anything this week after, you know, after things happened?
And we got a protocol that we go through as far as when we tell guys they're inactives. I mean, it's just what we do.
Did he react differently than it's going to be normal?
And that, nothing like that got back to me.
How would you describe your relationship with him at this point?
It's fine. I saw him this morning. I mean, just talked a little bit and that was it. Well, I mean, when we go through practice, there's certain things that we ask guys to do and to see, make sure guys are all right. And the week before, we put him out there. He didn't play many plays. So, I mean, it just came down to how good we felt about everything, who we wanted up on special teams. I mean, it's just, I was kicking myself the week before because I didn't have Blage up. Because I'm pretty sure on that goal line situation, it would have been nice to give, you know, our 6'2", 240-pound rookie halfback the ball in that situation.
That was Adam Gase talking and asked a lot about Devontae Parker and the relationship. How are things going right now? And what's going on with Devontae Parker? Is he not playing? Is he a healthy scratch? Is he banged up? Why would he not be out there so that his agent wouldn't be so upset and say such mean things about the head coach? So Adam Gase answering everything and getting into all the stuff and explaining it to everybody, how it works every week, going through the process a little bit. But listen, man, it's time to move on. And Devontae, you're playing. You're playing by default, if nothing else. And this is a great opportunity. You've been wanting this. Let's see it. Let's go.
Well, it's time for him to step up a little bit this week, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the pressure is going to be on him this week.
You've only got Danny Amendola and Jakeem Grant. That's all you have as far as wide receivers and whatever you bring. There got to be another guy.
No, no, it's just weird when you say that because you're right.
Or whoever else you're going to bring up. But Devontae Parker, unless you just plan to throw to your tight ends and running backs, which is really hard to play that way in the National Football League, Devontae Parker should have a handful of targets minimum. So it's a great opportunity. Step up, act like and look like and play like a number one or a number two receiver and get open. And when you are tightly covered, come down with the ball with that big old body. Can't work on that, man. You either have that
or you don't.
You're either 6'4", 215, and athletic, or you're not.
Well, that's what we thought when we drafted him, right? That's that guy.
That's why he was taken.
A top 16 pick, whatever it was, yeah.
So this is a great chance from here on out because I got a feeling Kenny Stills' groin problem, that could be.
Just a four-day problem?
No, for anybody that's ever heard it or ripped it or slight tear in there, that thing lasts a long time, and he's a speed receiver. He's not offensive lineman. That thing could be an issue. And Albert Wilson, listen, he could be out for the year. Like, Devontae Parker ain't going anywhere. You can forget that unless he just absolutely is just awful and plays like he's moping and pouting and is not into it, which I think he's going to play hard and want to show everybody that he can play. He's got some pride and that he ain't going to be worried. We're not going to worry about the trade deadline with him coming up at the end of the month. There's just no way with the trades. I think there'll be a lot more trades than just Amari Cooper traded to the Cowboys for their first round pick yesterday. And so Amari gets a fresh start. I think there's going to be some more trades made. There's
maybe
some other teams.
South Florida guy or one or two.
I don't
know.
Patrick
Peterson.
I don't think Patrick Peterson.
He's the hottest name out there right now.
Well, the team came out and said they want to get rid of him. They now, I guess he could force it a little bit.
Well, he's requested a trade,
so
per reports.
I don't know how that's going to play out. There's word that there's a receiver in Denver that they want to get rid of, a 30-year-old receiver.
Yep.
So there'll be some teams that, if they're looking for more firepower, might go get him. He's been good in the past. He has slowed down a little bit, but I don't know if it's all him.
What about Le'Veon Bell?
With that group of quarterbacks. I don't know what he's doing.
Is this the weirdest story ever? Yes. Has this turned into the weirdest NFL story we've ever talked about?
It ranks right up there, doesn't it?
I mean, I just can't. I still can't believe it.
Coming back last week, coming back this week, maybe next week, maybe he won't play, maybe he's just going to. And I think a lot of it's coming out of his mouth. Yeah, I'm coming. You know what? I changed my mind. I'm in. All right, I'm out. And to the point, the players were asked about it yesterday for the Steelers, and they're like, we're all kicking back. I love Pouncey's comments. I'm just going to sit back and watch it, man. It's kind of entertaining. I mean, there had to be some sarcasm in entertaining.
Of course.
Talking about a frigging guy that's one of the best players on your team. And I want to see what's going to happen. This is getting really entertaining. He's coming back. He's not. He's in. He's out. Well, now that we're losing, he's thinking about coming back a little earlier. He wants to help. It's
a weird situation because of what he means to that offense too. What percentage the last couple of years he's been a part of that offense. We're not talking about a guy that's just sitting out because he's just trying to get a little bit of money or this and that and blah blah. I mean, this guy is their offense to a point. I mean, I know Antonio Brown is there and I know that Big Ben is there.
They got some other
guys. He's a humongous part percentage wise their offense the last couple of years.
I
humongous running the ball and catching the ball.
I understand, but he's still trying to get paid for two positions.
I know he is.
Not getting paid to be a wide receiver and a running back. You're getting paid to be a running back, and that's the problem. The running backs just don't get paid like wide receivers, like the top wide receivers. I'm still, and I might be in a small group, I'm still not sold that he's going to get paid what he thinks he's going to get paid on the open market.
I think that there's going to be a lot of teams with cash to spend, and Le'Veon Bell's a sexy name right now.
Well, then he's going to have to do what Jarvis Landry does. Maybe somebody takes him, but he's going to be, what, 28 years old, 27, 28 years old?
If Jarvis got his money, there's no doubt in my mind Le'Veon Bell gets his.
Just different.
I know it's a different position and different everything, I know,
different positions.
Le'Veon Bell's a better football player than Jarvis Landry.
No, I agree. But nobody wants to pay the most dangerous position in football is the hits that running backs take. And I think people are scared to death to give them too much guaranteed money when they get to a certain age.
David Johnson, Todd Gurley. These are the other guys in that category.
Oh, no, he can play. Listen, he's right there with them when he's playing.
Yeah.
But he ain't playing.
No, you're right. He's here in Miami.
So we'll see. We'll see what only takes one team. Only takes one team.
That's it. He's got a bunch of cash.
I'm sure at this point he's got a little Jarvis Landry in him. I'll go anywhere. I just want to get paid.
Just get paid. Yeah, okay.
I want to get paid, and hopefully I'll make whoever I play for better, and let's go from there. Like, nobody thought, I'll be honest, I had people in the NFL tell me that Jarvis Landry was only going to get paid as a slot receiver, would not get paid what the top outside guys got. And that was wrong.
He got paid. That's it. Takes one team, you're right.
That agent, I applauded that guy. Yep. I forgot his name, but I stood up and I went, okay, you did it. Because I didn't think he'd get paid that either. For his 10 catches for 90 yards and a touch. And he got paid. He got it. He got it to the point that Xavier Howard said, you're pretty damn good. I'm taking you.
Yeah.
I'm going with you.
Smart move.
So the X-Man goes, you got him. I'm going to be with you. So when I'm my next contract.
Whoever wants to pay me the most money.
Pay me.
That's it. So guaranteed dollars.
Those guys are willing to do that because a lot of teams that aren't very good have cap space, mm-hmm. then you can do that and go to one of those. I am really curious to see what he ends up getting paid. And it's not, listen, Pittsburgh made him a nice offer. They just didn't have guaranteed money in there. And I don't blame him for not being a little frustrated with that. I don't think the amount of money was a problem. It's just when it's not guaranteed, that basically means they can get rid of you anytime.
Whenever, yep.
And there's no hit against the cap, which sucks. Not a good situation. I'll tell you what's a good situation, though. Is when you got a little Hollywood headlines coming up, man. You know Hollywood's ready to go. He's a little salty yesterday.
Yeah,
a little tired or something.
Well, it was more of like a football. I think he went to. Did you go to a concert last night? Is that what it was?
I did.
Did you go to a concert with Big O and Greeper?
I did.
Did you go with Big O and Greeper?
Yes.
Can we spend the entire headlines
Wait
talking
a second,
about that,
man? You're always ripping them, and you went to a concert with them.
I'll be honest. I didn't know what the situation was going to be. I didn't know Greeper was going.
I don't believe that.
But they were both very nice. It was a good time.
Did you guys all sit together?
We stand. I mean, it was a standing thing. Yes, we did. We stayed together.
I can't wait for headlines.
Oh,
I can't wait for headlines.
I don't talk about this anymore.
No, that's it. I want the entire headlines to be about the concert.
So you guys start going to all the concerts with those
two?
Yeah, they're
on tour
around?
With them now.
From state
my tour
to
is
state?
Over. No, my tour is finished.
Did you take your wife?
Yeah, I did. Neither of them did, though.
They always go with each other. Yeah, everybody knows that. What'd your wife think of those two?
She thinks they're both losers? No,
Come on, man. Do your wife think they had a little loser in them?
You know my wife. She doesn't say that about people.
She's an attorney. That's
even,
the way they talk.
Even on the drive home? Even on the drive home?
In the drive home, she didn't go. Mm-hmm. Greeper couldn't get a date in a female penitentiary with a handful of pardons. She didn't say that?
Greeper left kind of early on. And she was in the bathroom. She came back. She said, where's your friend go? So he left.
He had to get home to watch
the
news.
He just left.
I go, Greep, with all the concerts you go to, there must be a lot of girls getting liquored up at those concerts.
Yeah.
You couldn't just like start jumping up and down with one
Not
and
enough.
Go, hey, you know, I love concerts too. Would you like, you know, make small talk, man?
No, I mean, he's into the show. He did a little filming on his phone.
He films them.
He did a little bit of filming on the phone.
So does Big O.
Yeah, they both did. I'm not big into that. I prefer to watch.
But he likes to watch it the next day after. It's like game tape.
They smoking or drinking? All right, we got to go to break here, man. We got a lot more stuff to
do. I was drinking.
you were drinking.
It was necessary.
You were drinking and your wife was driving.
No, it was necessary. We both Ubered.
All right. Well, listen.
Same Uber?
No, I actually called an Uber from my phone.
Did you share an Uber?
I did it directly from the phone.
Did you guys share one?
Oh, you didn't get a Joe Rose Uber?
No, I don't want to get going on that today.
Radio.com. Radio.com. And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
My little concert groupie, man. What do you got for us today? Hanging out with Grief and Big O.
Can we talk more about that, please?
Are you going to go in an airplane state to state and watch the same groups and stuff?
No, I'm not going to any more concerts.
I think they should rent a van and just travel the country together. Hollywood, Grief, and Big O.
That'd be
a good reality show.
Hey, the guy's got a good setup over there. If he invites me again, I'll be going.
Okay.
Wow.
What do you mean, like, gets to play with the band or introduce
the
band?
Yeah, he actually played in the show. Wow. They put him on piano.
You were in the back.
Oh, he's a pianist?
Did you ask, is he a what?
He plays piano.
Oh. All right, what else you got?
You got a dirty ass mind, man.
What else you got today?
You're an idiot, seriously. So started with a fun football stat here. Todd Gurley has scored 7 more points in the Bills the entire season.
Oh, man.
That's amazing.
It's something. Holy
moly. He has 11 rushing touchdowns, 3 receiving touchdowns, and 2 2-point conversions. That equals 88 points. The Bills have 81.
Is that good?
Wow.
You used to play in the NFL. Is that a good stat?
That's not good. That's not good.
The Bills stink. They're just bad.
I have nothing to say, man. Gurley's going to win the MVP. What do you want me to say?
I'm rattled by you. Let's go to Instagram for this next one. Jimmy Butler. I mean, this stuff continues to get weirder.
What's he
weirder
doing
with
now?
This guy. He posts a picture of himself in some kind of bizarre suit walking through a park, and he puts the quote, "You either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain." Do either of you know whose quote that is?
Wait a minute. That's from like a comic book movie.
It is.
Batman movie?
Yeah, Batman!
It's Harvey Dent.
Harvey Dent? He quoted Harvey Dent?
Really?
This guy's a weirdo.
So I don't know why he did that anyway. So people were going after him, of course. Some guy said, stop being a bleep and you won't be a villain. You're a millionaire playing a sport for a living. Quit turning yourself into a victim. Minnesota's a great place to live. And what have you won? And of course, Jimmy had to comment back to the guy and say, cry me a river. I'm no victim. I didn't say that. Money runs your world, not mine.
Oh.
No, he's acting like an idiot.
He's fighting people on Instagram. He may be our idiot
down the road here, but he is. You've done everything possible to turn off. Why would you want to play at home games while you're here and just have people give them just more and more reasons to dislike you?
Speaking of idiots, we go to this next story here.
What do you got?
Terrence Williams. You remember him? He was the guy who wrapped his Lamborghini around a pole when he was drunk and he took a bicycle
home.
That's
right. He left. Trunk. Yeah, he left.
He took a bicycle home. That's the best part of the story.
So anyway, he's hurt right now, and he was involved in a hotel room altercation with an Instagram model. You guys will never guess where this happened. I mean, you'll never guess.
Where?
Miami Beach.
You're close.
Oh.
Yeah, actually there. Was at the Fountain Blue.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. It's got it, right?
Why is everything got to happen
Everything happens down here.
Why is it everybody leaves the other states and come, like, I want to be an idiot for a weekend. I'm going to Miami.
Yeah, come to Miami.
So the girl's name is Nicole Zavala. You can look up her Instagram page. She has more than 200,000 followers. And
she's
of course,
a model. She a smoke show?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. She looks okay. Yeah. So anyway, of course, they were at the club together, probably at Liv. And they met. They went back up to the hotel room. There was a little bit of an incident. Now, it seems like nothing really happened here. The cops came. I don't think any charges are going to be pressed. But still, bad luck for the injured wide receiver.
That's it.
I will never understand how you can be a professional athlete, come down here, go have fun, and get in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a typical night in Miami.
I just don't understand how you just can't, for everybody, how you can't go to a club when you're a professional athlete, Spend all the money you want. Show off in front of the ladies. Pick one off. Mm. Take her up to your room. And everything stay quiet. What? How does this happen?
Listen, could have been worse. Could have met one of those two girls that we know that brings you upstairs and steals all your jewelry.
Once you pass out,
makes you take a Molly or something.
Yeah, or get you drugged up.
That's
exactly.
It. Yeah. Could have been that.
All right, Joe, maybe you could help A-Rod out with this situation that he's in. He's in a child support war with his ex-wife, Cynthia Skirtis.
Yeah, I know Cynthia. I know her. Yeah.
Oh.
I've had lunch with him, both of them.
Excuse me?
I've had lunch with both of them.
Oh. With A-Rod and his ex-wife?
When she was a wife.
Wow. This is breaking news.
It's breaking news.
Where'd you guys go?
The time.
You ever told us you had lunch with A-Rod?
Years ago.
It's kind of a big thing.
I like her. We're very nice people. Both were very nice. I did a Nike event, and then we went and had lunch. Three of us. It was by my,
Really?
That's breaking news.
I don't even know if I believe that story.
Wow. Well, I just make stuff up here.
Oh, I believe it.
I got nothing else to make stuff up. But go ahead, get into A-Rod's child support.
Anyway, so he's been
anybody that's in the child support business, I want to hear about.
He's been paying $115,000 a month tax-free in spousal and child support since the divorce in 2008.
Good Lord.
That was when A-Rod was, of course, with the Yankees, and he was making $30 million a year. Now he's down to about $3 million a year with all of his different TV deals.
Oof, poor guy.
And whatever. Now, A-Rod is not happy because he says that this woman, his ex-wife, Cynthia, is doing quite well for herself. She has millions in the bank, three homes, and multiple cars. She has a master's degree in psychology and chooses not to work. She also has a new child and a fiance, and A-Rod feels like he's paying for the whole family here.
Yep.
You probably are.
Yep, you are.
Thank you, Mr. A-Rod.
$115,000 a month? I wonder why she's got three houses and cars. Goodness gracious.
I hope she's living okay. I hope she and the family are okay on $115,000 a month.
Could she feed her kids?
So it looks like A-Rod's willing to pay $20,000 a month plus expenses for the kids, including tuition. The wife wants 50. Oh. So they're going to have to find some common ground here.
Nothing's private, man.
No, not anymore.
TMZ.
Public records. Wow, somebody just texted me about your lunch and said it was a true story and he was there. Were you there with anyone else from NBC that day?
It wasn't NBC. I believe some of his buddies might have been around us.
Oh, all right. I got confirmation about this lunch story.
I didn't make it up.
I'm just saying.
How often do I come in here and make something up about, like, to put myself in the middle of a story with some guy that...
At least once a week.
I would say 50% of the time.
You make up a lot of stories.
Yeah. Okay.
50%. What else you got? Congrats on this one, though. It's
makes
true.
You tough to believe when you tell something that's real.
Yeah, you had lunch you with A-Rod and his ex-wife.
A-Rod's doing good, man. I've told you guys
that's
over
true.
And over. A-Rod has done one of the greatest rehab jobs on his career.
Maybe ever.
We have seen.
Maybe ever.
There'll be a lot of guys need to follow that career.
One more thing to get to here, guys. A career, of course, we are following here is LeBron James, and his team is 0-3 after an overtime loss to the Spurs. Here's LeBron talking about his young team.
You talked about how the younger guys need experience, and that's going to help. But is there a flip side of that? I mean, the energy they showed in overtime, that they play with sort of fresh every time?
Oh.
The younger players?
They should. They should be able to play the whole game and overtime and double and triple and not get tired.
I guess I'm asking, did you feel like there was anything special about the enthusiasm played with them?
They should. They're young. When I was 18 when I first got in the league, I could play four straight games in a row and not get tired.
LeBron's 117 years old now.
Well, all I want to say is last night, if you watch the game, he missed two free throws in the last 11 seconds.
And that wasn't in overtime.
And then missed a jumper.
Yeah.
Are you aware of what the Western Conference looks like? Because you said yesterday they're going to be
top
two.
Let it go. There's plenty of basketball.
You said top two.
No, we got that taken.
I just want to read this off to you real quick. You have Denver, New Orleans, Golden State, Portland, Memphis, the Clippers, the Spurs, and the Mavericks. Those are your top eight teams.
Some good teams in there.
Now, here are the guys that are on the outside looking in. Minnesota, Utah, Houston, Phoenix, OKC, and the Lakers.
Wait a minute. So the first set of the playoff teams and the second set
aren't? Yeah, the first set was the first eight.
That will change.
Which didn't include Houston,
the first couple of games.
Utah.
Yeah.
You play 82 games and you're jumping all over.
Rush just came back.
All right. And Utah's got a good team. I think Utah's going to be in there.
You have one chance to change this. You still think they're going to be the two or three seed?
I said top four.
Wait a minute. this changed all of a sudden?
I said top two, and I said top four. Stephen A. said top two.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's gonna they might not make the playoffs. It's a real possibility.
All right. LeBron James is going to make the playoffs.
Joe's visibly shaken from that.
Maybe they're not a
Where'd
two
you guys
seed.
Go to lunch, by the way? Can I go back to that? Was it a nice place?
Nice place. Yeah.
A-Rod pay?
Yeah.
Paid for your lunch? You didn't have to go Dutch on it?
I picked it. I didn't even offer. You kidding me?
I mean, I wouldn't either. I don't offer when I go with you. Think I would offer if I'm with A-Rod?
He ain't the only one that picks up my whole tab. A couple guys.
13?
13's have picked up probably 25 years of tabs.
Who pays for dinner if 13 and A-Rod go out?
Oh, I think A-Rod does.
Yeah? All
right. Yeah.
Out of respect for Danny?
Out of respect.
All right, okay.
He's a big 13 fan, so I think he got to pay.
Okay.
I think he has to do that.
Hey, real quick, speaking of lunch, did you see this text that came in, Zach? Some challenging you to eat 100 McNuggets in 100 minutes for $1,000?
100 McNuggets in 100 minutes for $1,000? Woof. I mean, I would try it for a grand.
You would try, really?
I'm not going to eat it. I mean, 100 nuggets in 100 minutes? What is that, an hour and 40 minutes? I don't know if I can do that.
One nugget per minute.
That sounds a little bit easier, but I think once I get to like the 30th nugget, 30 minutes in,
it sounds doable. Though I'm just thinking.
Listen, buddy brings $1,000 in cash. I'm going to try it.
You have dip a little barbecue in those bad boys.
Oh, do I get sauce with it or?
Yeah, of course. You get anything. You have fries too if you want.
No fries
and a Coke.
Mm-mm. Water.
Don't do that. You got no shot. You start going that soda and that French fry, you're done.
What sauce do you use? Just barbecue?
Yeah, just whatever your favorite barbecue sauce is.
What's your minimum number?
That I can eat of those?
Yeah.
No.
Well, your cash
Wait
number.
Wait a second.
Here.
Like, first of all.
Because for $100, I
know,
I'd be,
but well, $1,000.
I can raise funds for $100.
You guys got to go back a second here. We have learned in the hot dog eating contest, just because you're 300 pounds plus doesn't mean you can eat.
100 nuggets in 100 minutes for $1,000. It'd have to be $1,000 on the table.
All right, we got to go to break here.
That was really, really not very nice.
No, I'm just saying, in general.
You're saying because he's big that he's not guaranteed to finish them. I understand exactly what you're saying.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
I just want to see him attempt it. I don't care if he finishes it.
Well, we got to go to break right now. We're running super late, and we got Dennis Dodd going to join us. We're going to some college football. What do you got for us here?
I'd rather see him eat the nuggets than college football.
Now you went football and you rattled
we're doing
the whole
next
show.
Segment?
You went. We'll by the way, you went in. Food and you rattled everything.
Do I have to pay for the nuggets also, or are they getting paid for?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.